Hey everybody, welcome to the show tonight at Near Disney. If you're interested in the latest on everything that's happening within a 25-mile radius of Cinderella's castle, you know you're in the right. All right, bringing the Disney fireworks to the Near Disney studio. Well, appreciate you guys tuning in on September 27th here. It is Wednesday night where we get together as the Realtor Dream Team and just share our experience with you and bring any cool topics of interest about what's happening with Florida real estate. I am Elijah with Florida in Motion Realty and joined tonight by...
I am Sue with Florida in Motion Realty.
And I'm Tanya with Florida in Motion Realty, also known as the Latin Princess.
That's right. Here at Near Disney, we are members of the Realtor Dream Team. We have cool Disney monikers. They call me the Prince of Real Estate, filling in the host chair where we often see Kim Hawk, the fairy godmother of real estate. And Gus brings the cool wand. There's actually all kinds of fun things in the studio that are like off camera that if only you could see the viewing audience. So we're going to get jump right into the news with something fun. I found an article, it's very topical. It's time to start getting ready for fall, y'all, with the best pumpkin patches and mazes, particularly corn mazes in Orlando. So, yeah, you know, that is something that is being compiled by a website called Orlando on the Cheap, a local resource for freebies, as it says, because we want to highlight, you know, in a high inflation market, the things that are still kind of fun to do that are for free that you can come visit or poke around, you know, probably won't get a pumpkin for free, but you know, you can get in on that fall ambience. So yeah. And you know, I'm from Nebraska actually. So corn mazes are something that I was well aware of. So yeah, this is going to take us to a few parts around Florida for highlighting the days this year. And we'll say the name of that Orlando on the Cheap website so that you can maybe go refresh yourself with these yourself, because there's a lot of information to keep track of. Fall Festival and Pumpkin Patch at Santa's Farm, September 23rd to October 30th. Huff Road, Eustis, Florida. I want to scroll down, find some of the ones that have fun pictures. You know, there's all kinds of pumpkins. And let us know in the comments, do you still do anything with pumpkins? Are you painting them? Are you carving them? You know, the pacifist approach, maybe. So we've got the Fall Festival at Southern Hills Farm, September 23rd. This one's giving you a chance even into November 12th, 2023. Schofield Road, Claremont, Florida. And oh, here we go. This one is called Great Scott Farms, and that is going to give you a corn maze. Wow, you know, it's a little, you know, with all the news of aliens in this week, you know, when you start seeing crop circles, it has some new meaning. So Great Scott Farms.
Involved corn maze.
Yeah,
that's a very involved corn maze.
You know, I don't know if that's a render or a real taken above drone shot of it, but that would be real impressive either way. It's just it's fun. It's fun just kind of being in the tactile nature. So Great Scott Farms, September 30th to all the way to November 26th. That's Mount Dora. Let's see. Hold on. We got here a good one here for... trying to find the one that's closest to Orlando that I saw. They actually found a pretty comprehensive list. Pumpkin Patch and Ponies Festival, October 8th to the 31st. So for the month of October, keeping it in spooky season, 1529 Lake Pickett Road, Orlando, Florida. And yeah, that's a good one. And you know what? If you want to stay really near to Disney, you may know that Celebration, Florida, the town built by Disney, has a pumpkin patch that it puts on every year, starting from September 30th to October 30th. And that takes place right downtown on the lawn of the Community Presbyterian Church. It's actually very extensive. They have just bring in truckloads of pumpkins and put on all kinds of fun decorations too. So the pumpkin patch, even in Celebration, Florida, where our office is located, that'd be a great way to arrange like a buyer's or a listing meeting. Meet me at the pumpkin patch and then we'll go to some properties, you know. We'd be happy to do that. So I just thought I'd throw out something festive before we jumped into handing it over to you, Sue, for some new construction updates.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with a lot of people because, you know, we've seen kind of a serious hike in interest rates. And it seems like all of the builders are doing some type of incentive. Some are much more extravagant than others. I did want to highlight a few, though. Which one have you got up there?
This one's Osprey Ranch, Bruno.
Yeah, they are doing at Osprey Ranch. They are doing from, I believe it's up to $15,000 to help you with closing costs, buying your interest rate down, which is becoming more and more popular with people. Even though it's you know, a short term thing, it can either be for, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. It still helps people get into a home, and then you know, they can stay where they're at, or when the interest rates go down, you know, just go ahead and refinance. So there's quite a bit of options out there. There were a couple that I wanted to definitely read to you. Let's see. KB Homes has 7 communities in the Central Florida area, and they are actually doing a 5.875 30-year fixed interest rate loan. So that's when you go through their lender. Let's see, we already touched on that one. Dream Finders is doing a 2-1 buy down, which is as low as 3.99%. Mattamy Homes is offering up to $30,000 for closing costs or money to buy your interest rate down. And D.R. Horton is offering, that's the one I wanted to talk to you guys about. Especially, we were at Lake Apopka with some clients yesterday, and we were treated so wonderfully there by Dana, and her staff just did everything they could to make sure that our clients not only got the home that they wanted, but, you know, felt like, again, that they were getting into something that they were so proud of and excited about. And so that yesterday was a really good day. But right now at Lake Apopka Sound, I will tell you, it's D.R. Horton. If you have not been out there, it's a beautiful location. They have quite a few homes left. And right now, any homes that are stage 6 or more, and stage 6 would constitute, they're in the drywall phase. So they're, you know, the studs are up, they're starting to put the walls in. And so those incentives are up to $20,000 towards closing costs, and they can do rates as low as 6.25 conventional or 5.99 FHA VA. And with them right now, they are including the refrigerator, blinds, and one smart garage door opener. The lots out there, I have to hit on them because I just was very impressed. The lots out there are larger. And all the homes have 3-car garages, no matter what size they are. So it's a great place to check out. But I think I did say Taylor Morrison at Harvest at Ovation is doing 4.875 and money towards closing costs as well. So there's a lot of deals to be had. Give us a call. We will connect you. We will search for you. We will find what you're looking for. And, you know, not just buyers, you know, we want your sellers out there too. We'll help you find the right match for your home, somebody that you are happy with taking over for you. My husband and I just sold a home in Washington State, and I love the fact that the family that moved in is, it's 7 foster kids, and it's their vacation home. So it's just a really cool feeling to connect your buyers and your sellers together and make something good happen. So I think that's it.
Yeah, it's really good to be on top of the latest interest rates that builders are offering, you know, to be competitive, you know, depending on the area that you're looking in and the various builders options that you have. That's That's great information. And if you're looking at a various area, we could look into that to you. I just want to reiterate what Sue was talking about happened to us yesterday. We helped some people who literally called in from watching the show,
yes,
our weekly program that we do. That's why these phone numbers are here. We really are available to you. We're real people. These numbers ring us, and we're happy to get on the ball and use this as a touch point to get you in the dream home and really made that Florida living reality they wanted to come down for got too too cold, because they had enough winters up there. Pumpkin patches are fun, as decoration down here, but all those fall leaves and snow, up north, doesn't really happen in this hotel. And that's what they were happy for. They got also taken advantage of getting in touch with us about some of that new contractor options we were talking about with our connections to help put a pool in. So really, people that just really took home the messages that we've been driving out over the last couple months about from this show. So happy to see that it's really working to help people in a meaningful way. So appreciate you guys watching that, because it really, really helps. So Tanya, I think I want to bring up your article. You found some cool information as well, kind of speaking of weather. Oh, I think you got to unmute yourself. Little technical difficulty. One more time. Can you try, Tanya?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now.
Oh, awesome. No. Yeah. Oops. Sorry about that, Elijah. And if you're just tuning in, we welcome you to the Wednesday night show of the Near Disney team. We provide great information every week. And whether you're thinking of selling or buying, we have some updates about energy efficient homes. There are some keys to a greener and more economical future. And I wanted to share at least 9 of them that I've found to minimize waste and also optimize your energy consumption at your home. So let me see. Do you have the article up? Yeah, that's it. Perfect. One of them is the landscaping and shade. Trees and smart landscaping can actually reduce temperature by up to 6 degrees, which I didn't know. Another one is an energy efficient HVAC, which can, really make it or break it when it comes to your energy bill. So if you invest in a smart one, you can cut electricity consumption by almost 50% just by replacing it to a newer one. So that's something to consider. Proper ventilation systems. Clean air is essential, and keeping the ventilation flowing is really crucial in order to reduce energy consumption. Green technology, some smart appliances like AC controllers, thermostats, bulbs, and blinds can reduce energy consumption. And, we're embracing technology more and more. I think actually last month we went out to the new construction site, or it was this month, I can't remember, but they showed us all of these new homes that have these new features that are smart, and they reduce energy consumption and they save you money. So it's important, whether you're looking to buy a new home, new construction, or you already have a home and you want to find ways to do that, it's really helpful. Insulation, it's a really big one. Using eco-friendly roofing materials, if you're looking to replace your roof, proper lighting, LED lights are the way to go. And water conservation, some systems or low flow fixtures that will help you make a water efficient home. And the solar features, a lot of people have been replacing, putting solar panels in their homes, and they are a game changer. A lot of people are saving money in the long term, and some of them, reduce their electricity bills by so much. So this also lowers our carbon footprint and, you know, makes a sustainable source of power for your home. And I know this is too much. It might feel overwhelming, but remember that every small step counts. So if you start, you can even start with something as affordable as window replacement or better air sealants before diving into more expensive upgrades. So remember that, you know, your journey toward a greener, more efficient home begins with one single step.
Yeah. We just had someone we were working with on a condo, our condo listing in Celebration that's active, a nice 2-bedroom condo that just did a full window, double pane insulation project, you know, bringing up those modern windows that are going to be A, more energy efficient, and B, more weather resistant, and C, more quiet. So there's all kinds of benefits, you know, apart from just, you know, environmental consciousness. And she also did opt to put in plantation shutters as a luxury upgrade on top of the new windows so that that can just kind of let out the light even better. So that's a great one at 239 Longview condo that we are happy to promote. And bouncing off what Sue said about new construction as well, a lot of the new construction that we're seeing in Central Florida is even being environmentally conscious or just electric friendly as that lifestyle begins to gain traction as well. We did a video not too long ago on Sunbridge and some of the builders that were in there. There's quite a few. If you've got a favorite, you know, we can look into whether they're building there for you. It's going to be a community that's massive, 30-year project that's going to be neighboring to Lake Nona and is going to be even bigger, I think, in the long run. And they were saying that all of the homes were built with the capability for solar panels to go on the roof. It's already like wired for it so that it's to make it as easy as possible to do that. And that all of the garages were just going to come with an EV charger in there, whether or not you had an electric car. They're just making it as simple as possible because a lot of people ask about the ease of doing that or whether there's any like or condo association rules against that kind of a change. Like there's some places that you see, like they won't even allow a Ring doorbell yet. And you're like, come on, everyone's got one.
Right.
So yeah. It's just things communities are future forward like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Keeping that in mind, you know, these energy efficient features aren't just about saving the planet, but also saving cash, you know, which is important to all of us, I think. Yeah.
That's what we call win-win. Absolutely. So thank you for sharing that, Tanya. That's always good. We're getting more and more requests for that kind of convenience and help every day. One last article I wanted to bring up is a peek on what's happening in the luxury homes market. So it's actually starting to pick up. According to the Orlando Business Journal, home sales of $2 million or more are soaring up 130% from pre-COVID, which is interesting to hear because at least in our market, we were seeing, you know, we've all seen that gigantic equity get built in the Central Florida homes and even just nationwide, but we were kind of seeing it tap out a little bit in some of that super luxury market. But now it seems that we're starting to see the 2 million plus homes start to gain some traction, and this article elucidates a little bit why. A big comparison from 2022 and especially contrasting 2019, about 26 homes in Orange, Osceola, Seminole, and Lake County sold for $2 million or more so far in 2023. And that's 30% more than the 20 that sold last year. And that's even more from 11. So, you know, that's a big price jump. And we're seeing a similar trend for homes selling for 1 million and up. 121 such sales having occurred in the year. And that's up from last year and up from years prior as well. The reason for the influx, they say, are myriad. Business momentum pouring into Florida and people appreciating the state's lower tax environment. As kind of we're seeing around where we don't have that state income tax. And experience spillover from the coastal area. So people aren't just moving to the Miamis or the beach life, you know, they see that Orlando provides enough culture and good private schools and attractions like Disney and Universal to be very attractive even to the wealthy who were looking to buy in this market. And we happen to have a home that is very beautiful, over $2 million on the market here in a beautiful lot in Celebration, Florida as well. If you're interested, that is in a luxury neighborhood of the Acadias in Celebration. It's got everything, all the checkbox that people ask for. It's got your, they always say, well, the ideal scenario would be like, I got a pool and spa, I got fenced in grass, I got water view, I got golf view, I got conservation view. And so when you're looking in that price point, you want to see as many of those boxes checked as possible. And we definitely deliver. So if you're interested, 312 Acadia. That is a beautiful listing that we would be happy to show you if you're looking in that price range. One more thing that I want to say, I want to show you is that we took the time to create a get together and show a showcase of the new construction available that in the Reunion area where Sue is kind of our local expert there. And so price range is much lower than $2 million, I can assure you. You know, we're talking about how we need to get in. And the great thing, right, Sue, is that it's conducive to vacation rentals and investment properties.
Absolutely, yes. Full-time residents, part-time residents, vacation rentals, yeah. We got it all
right.
Here.
So let's just check it out. You're gonna hear more from us in just a second. Thanks for tuning in to Near Disney, where we've got another great episode highlighting new construction opportunities for you. This is the Near Disney Dream Team, Realtors with Florida in Motion. Sue, who is a area expert for Reunion, where we're at right now, is going to talk about some of the awesome opportunities for new construction in Spectrum. They are still building here, and there are some amazing floor plans.
I do live in Reunion, so I kind of have a hands-on experience of being here. We are sitting right now in the beautiful Spectrum Clubhouse. It has so much to offer, the oxygen bar, and just a lot of area to sit and just enjoy your family. There's a game room. There's just so much, so many amenities here. And this is just one section of the entire area of Reunion. And so Spectrum covers townhomes, condos, and they also have coverage over the Bear's Den, where they do have some homes available there. So we're going to cut from here and head over to the sales office and talk to Cynthia De La Portia. She is one of the sales executives for Spectrum. I am at the Spectrum sales office, which is located in the wonderful resort called Reunion.
Reunion is a beautiful master plan community. It's 2,300 acres of vacation property development. And we are located 5 miles from Disney territory, the number one destination for holidays in the United States. And what we have are two great products in here. We have condos and we have beautiful townhomes. We have our estates, which is located surrounding the 17th and 18th fairway of the Jack Nicklaus designed golf course. And here in Reunion, it's one of the only places in the world where you have three PGA approved golf courses designed by the three most famous golfers in the world, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Tom Watson. So for a golfer, this is just paradise. On the condo side, we are 95% sold out. It's a total of 204 condos. So we have around 30, 35 condos left.
Okay.
And on the townhome side, we just started selling January of this year. So there we have around 60 townhomes available for purchase. So the beauty is that you can own the beautiful second home here in Florida. And you can use it, enjoy it. And when you're not using it, you can choose to place it in the rental program and it can, you know, pay itself.
There is so much going on here. There's a water park, there are restaurants, 9 pools, So we are going to take an excursion out through some of the property here and get you some inside video, outside video of what Spectrum has to offer.
Standing in a beautiful ground floor unit at Spectrum. This unit is a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, starting at $499, and it comes standard with all of your electrical appliances. And if you choose to put your unit up for short-term rental, Spectrum offers a beautiful furniture package that you can have access to. So you can rent your place and enjoy all of the perks that come with that.
We're standing in a 5-bedroom, 2-story condo starting at $670, which is 2,700 square feet.
That is a large amount of space. You just feel like it's a big house when you're in here, especially with the up and downs, and you've got this soaring ceiling balcony. This is actually the sort of bonus second living room that we're standing in on the second floor. One thing that's cool is that these guest bedrooms in here, they're spacious, and that means that even if it's already a massive 5 bedrooms, you can fit multiple beds into a room, which can serve even more guests to make it an attractive place for this to be their vacation destination.
I want to show you my favorite part of this 5-bedroom condo. Take a look. And right across from here is the water park.
We are sitting in the Turnberry model of the townhomes available here at Spectrum. You have a really great kitchen area, family room, dining section, and then upstairs you got 3 really decent sized, nice bedrooms and 2 bathrooms upstairs. Price points in the high 500s, pools available here, and again, anyone who owns here, whether you live here full time or not, if you're renting it, that's great too, but you have access to everything that Reunion has to offer. We are at the wonderful, fabulous water park that's here located in Reunion. This is a feature we could not ignore. This place is great. There's events, there's activities for the kids, there's sections where the adults can be. Behind us is the famous Lazy River that you hear people talk about. There is food and drinks available. It's a great place to be any time of the year.
Absolutely a stunning gem you just can't miss in this community.
In addition to this amazing water park, we wanted to let you know that to one side, they're actually right now constructing what is going to be a fabulous wave pool. And then to the south side of the park is going to be a spa and a gym. It's just going to add so much to the features already here at Reunion that you just can't get enough of.
Thanks again for joining us. We had a really nice time touring Spectrum here at Reunion. And for me, some of the best parts about this place was I really loved the 2-story condo unit. I really felt open and airy, and it was just really, really a nice place to relax, and it would be a great place to have as a vacation rental for sure.
On that same note with the condo, you feel like you're in a home. You don't feel like you're in a condo. It's very quiet. There's a nice little backyard porch area, mm-hmm. and it's got a gas stovetop.
Yeah, the world-class amenities here. Yes. I mean, this is like a resort community. Whenever we're selling new constructions or communities in general, it's kind of like we're telling you about the community pool that always comes in. But this is like, in addition to that, your community water park
yeah.
with your lazy river and all that. And so that just makes it all the more attractive to the vacation rental
Absolutely.
App.
Investment opportunity mm-hmm. for those investors looking for a home. So it's a great place to bring your family mm-hmm. from anywhere and, you know, spend some time close to Disney, but not right at Disney, mm-hmm. which yes. is super cool. Look at this clubhouse. And what I love the most was the EV charging stations, which are right outside
yes.
and so convenient. But yeah, this has definitely been a game changer.
Well, thanks again for everyone tuning in, and be sure to check out all of our other videos on our Near Disney YouTube channel, and be sure to comment, like, and subscribe. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Good stuff.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's always nice to get to showcase those new construction communities. I mean, we've been on a roll lately making content that showcases that, because we've seen the data that's saying that that is the most popular way that people are buying a house right now. So we want to make sure you know all that's out there. And that's a great place that you call home, Sue. That looks like a cool area.
Yes. Thank you, Sue, for inviting us.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I just wanted to just highlight again that we were so proud to have somebody who watched our show get a deal all set and signed with us over the week. It was such an honor to bring the reality of this programming to you. I will just share the photo that we took, Woo-hoo! Getting everyone excited about new construction. Shout out to Kevin and Kathy. You know, you have a beautiful family, and there's Sue with her cool sunglasses on as well. Yeah. So this stuff is real. Our phone numbers will put you in touch with all the best within a 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle. So
that's right.
I think we've wrapped up.
Good.
So, all right, bye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Bye,
everybody.
Good night, everybody. Have a good one.
You too.
Subscribe and like so that we can continue to give you up-to-date information on all things that are going around the 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle, because this is truly a magical place to live.